Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains cool and comfortable. In Haifa, a clear sky promises a beautiful night for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from the past hour that Hezbollah drones have wounded 5 IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. This comes despite expectations of a ceasefire. Also, the Jerusalem Post has confirmed that the IDF says one of these soldiers is seriously injured after an explosive drone attack earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israel has eliminated 2 Hamas commanders linked to the October 7th attacks during airstrikes in Gaza over the weekend. Separately, Axios reveals that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire was established. This development could jeopardize ongoing negotiations. And finally, from JTA, Janice Lewis-George, a democratic socialist whose criticism of Israel has concerned Jewish leaders, leads in the DC mayoral primary vote earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the US, Iran, and mediators might sign a memorandum of understanding remotely by Wednesday. This aims to reopen the Strait of Hormuz sooner. Blake Flayton, a public commentator, expressed an urgent need for the situation to change, posting just moments ago. Iris, an observer on regional matters, described today's events in southern Lebanon as the most challenging in recent months and is awaiting further updates from the IDF. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Hezbollah drone strike, Ynet reports 2 drones targeted IDF personnel and a vehicle in southern Lebanon. This comes as the US and Iran are working on a ceasefire agreement. The attack raises concerns over the stability of such agreements and the safety of troops in the region. Turning to the elimination of Hamas commanders, the Jerusalem Post confirms that Israeli airstrikes in Gaza eliminated 2 key figures involved in the October 7th attacks. This action underscores Israel's continued focus on neutralizing threats from Gaza, which may affect regional tensions. Meanwhile, Axios highlights Iran's missile launch towards Israel, a significant escalation since the recent ceasefire. This action could disrupt diplomatic efforts and potentially reignite conflict, indicating a fragile peace process. On the political front, JTA reports that Janice Lewis-George's lead in the DC mayoral primary has sparked debate given her stance on Israel. Her victory could influence US-Israel relations, reflecting a shift in political sentiments, turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the High Court has issued a conditional order against appointing Yehuda Eliyahu as head of the Israel Land Authority. This follows concerns raised by women's organizations. Separately, CTEC reports that Limitless Labs has raised $20 million in Series A funding to introduce AI into factory floors. The Israeli startup aims to revolutionize CNC manufacturing workflows. And finally, Globes reports that Canadian fintech firm Nuvei has acquired Israeli company Payoneer for $2.75 billion. This acquisition marks a significant expansion in cross-border commerce. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.